my dolly on Triple M.
Stupid management. The people are real. The cases are real. This is
Tom and Dolly. I just called
to say. Look, of course your mother made tripe and onions and it stank the place out. Of course we did like that.
Of course.
We had, and snacks, all right.
Yeah.
Bread and butter and jam.
Yep.
Broken biscuit.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Calling it Thirsty Thursday because I've been very thirsty this week. I'm just hungry, hungry piggy.
Oh, really? Getting your fix?
Yeah, just eating a lot.
Eating a lot, drinking a lot,
mini cans of Coke.
Mini cans of Coke. Tom, strap yourself in. It's going to be a huge show.
Oh, what's going on here?
Lots of secrets going on here. Yeah. You've been in the dark for several hours, if not, in fact, no, behind the scenes. You've been in the dark for about 2 days now.
Turn the lights on.
Ever since you made some inflammatory comments, Belle and I have been going into overdrive, our producer, having to manage the fallout from your comments. And so this show, the comments were about a pug, and pugs in general. All I'll say is, from now on, this show is called this.
Pug Show.
Now, you don't know what that's about.
What?
You're probably forming some thoughts.
Pug Show.
All revealed up next. All revealed up next. Of course, today being a Thursday, of course, we'll play How Triple M and You. And we'll get to peculiar punishments pretty soon, which you could call this, Tom. Hashtag Pug Show begins right now.
Pug Show.
With the punishment of sorts, I'll reveal what you're being done to you next.
You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Every breath you take, the police. Hey, hope you're having a good Thursday night. The weekend's nearly upon us. Tom and Ollie, we have questions. Looking forward to that weekend. Well done. You've made it.
And you've joined us at a great time on this show. Look, it was an interesting week, Tom. You started on Tuesday revealing that you had a bit of a distaste for the pug variety of a dog, didn't you?
Yeah, pugs are stupid, they're idiots.
Well, let's be honest, your comments were inflammatory. They were so offensive, people were getting upset. We got complaints coming in.
People said that they'd stop listening to the show because of the comments.
Pugs are stupid. The backlash was intense, and I'm not surprised. If I just play you a bit of a highlights reel of what you said on Tuesday about pugs, I think you'll hear yourself and go, oh, geez. Who let the
dogs out? I saw a pug. You know pugs? The dog? The disgusting dog that licks and slobbers everywhere?
What's the point of a pug?
I don't like them. I dislike them. I think they're stupid animals.
What have you got against pugs, mate?
Oh, they're disgusting. It should be like a man's best friend, not man's ugliest squash-faced friend.
Well, Tom,
I stand by it. Can I also bring up the fact that you were going along with this? You were also saying the pugs are stupid.
Oh, not at all. I believe I said that the dogs had an interesting look about them. They're a bit funky.
Check the tapes.
But they're not my favourite dog, but I don't mind them. And I could learn to love them, which is something that Belle and I were putting our heads together, our producer, and we thought, you know what? All the backlash. Tom, you've got to face the music here.
Now, how about this? Pugs backwards is scup, and that's an ugly word, just like the ugly dog.
Well, I'm going to ignore that comment because what's actually matters here is you learning your lesson. And it is a punishment of sorts. It's a peculiar punishment we're going to go with here. Right. But this is not thug life, but pug life for you. Today, tonight, we have Buna coming in. She's driving here right now. She's around the corner.
Yeah.
She's bringing in her pug. And you're going to be taking control of that pug for, I'll just say right now, a period of time. You're going to learn what it's like to own a pug, and you're going to find it in your heart, hopefully, to love it.
Is that why this show is called this?
Pug Show.
That's right, Tom. It's a pug show. So I hope you're ready for that. I hope you've got a leash.
I'm disgusted.
And your poo bag's ready.
Oh.
Because you've got to pick up her poop. They're ugly, puggy poop.
Check the tapes. You definitely said some inflammatory comments about pugs as well. I told you, hey, mate, you should go easy on because we don't want to be two guys on the radio spouting about how bad pugs are.
No,
and you're like, nah, they're shit.
Tina and James messaged in and they were saying, Tom, your comments are rude.
Ridiculous.
So what we are doing is, let's just transition, though, to asking a question. As we wait for the dog to arrive, the pug is on its way.
Yeah, well, you were saying this is a peculiar punishment. I thought this was about this guy who's been dumping asbestos everywhere. I thought that was this story.
No, that's a bonus story. Mate, this is actually about you being punished by, like a dog when he pees into the carpet. You force its head into the carpet, into the piss.
And you would with a pug because it's disgusting.
And you
pug show.
You crush its face even further. which is no good. But we're getting your face and we're rubbing your face into a pug.
Yeah.
For, as a punishment.
Yeah,
and you will hopefully learn from that.
I'm not going to be punished.
Bell, what's, can we get a T minus in terms of ETA of the pug?
Bell is our producer.
T minus 20 minutes.
20 minutes. And what was the pug's name again?
Biggie.
Biggie. You're going to meet Biggie, Tom. You're going to look after him. So 133353 though, Eagles. Peculiar punishments. You're right, Tom. What's this story you've got? You're going to share with this.
I'll do this next.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you have done a peculiar punishment, if you've been a parent who's maybe you've done something similar, you've forced your kids to learn.
My sister got her mouth washed out actually with soap. That's a peculiar punishment.
Maybe some pet learnings as well. On 133353.
You with Tom and Ollie on Triple M, the Pug Show. Blink-182, all the small things. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Hope you're having a good Thursday night. Not looking forward to looking after this stupid pug, Biggie, who's coming into the studio within the next 15 minutes or so, 20 minutes.
Yeah. Now, we are asking about peculiar punishments on 133353, but I just want to touch on one thing you said then, Tom. During that song, you looked over to me in a period of about a minute's silence we were having, not officially, ended up that way. And amongst the silence, you said to me, I'm
not
taking.
I will not be having this dog for the weekend.
I will not take this dog for the weekend. I said to you, that's what you think.
You said, let's talk.
Well, let's talk. And here's the talk. You're taking the dog for the weekend.
No, I'm not.
You are.
Well, I'm not.
Mate.
I'll let it run away.
Buna has kindly offered up her pug, Biggie.
There is no way.
And she's bringing her pug in and you're going to look after it for the weekend.
Yeah, well, it's going to be left in the studio because I'm not taking it to my house.
Mate, RSPCA will hear that and they're going to call up.
It's part of my rental agreement. I cannot have a dog.
Mate, you'll find a place for it. You live in a shed. You'll be fine.
I don't live in a shed.
You live
it's
out
a bungalow.
Back in a shed.
It's a bungalow.
And
I'm moving out.
It's made of corrugated iron.
Look, who cares about this? Peculiar punishments. 133353. I want to hear about your peculiar punishments. This story here about this asbestos dumper, Dib Hannah, who's just been jailed, according to the Sydney Morning Herald.
Yeah.
It reminds me of an episode of Game of Thrones.
So this guy's been punished.
Shame.
In a funny old way,
shame.
Hasn't he?
Remember that? Remember the chick who gets shamed? Cersei?
Mate, do I ever? I paused that scene several times.
Shame.
Before she gets too dirty, then it's gross.
You know they were digitally placed.
I heard that. That's upsetting.
All right.
You know when you invest in something so heavily and then you hear that it's a fake and you go, well, I'm upset now.
I like our relationship.
Like Drake's new song, I'm Upset.
Not on brand. Hey, so this guy called Dib Hannah, right? He's been dumping asbestos everywhere and everybody's like, dude, you can't do that. You're going to prison, right? So he's been sent to 3 years in prison and the NSW Land and Environment Court made that decision.
Good detail.
Thank you. It's just there's a lot of detail on this
sheet. So the court has made him do what?
Well, the court has actually made him go to jail, but also he needs to publish advertisements about his crimes to deter other would-be offenders. So he has to pay for newspaper ads where I assume it's going to be like his face being like, this guy dumped asbestos. Don't, or you'll be taken too, you know?
It's a particularly heinous
shame.
Crime.
Shame.
Yeah, it's funny. It's almost like a Bart Simpson being made to, you know, the next level up from on the blackboard is to go, no, take an ad out and do your lines in the paper.
Or that Bart Simpson, or the Simpsons episode where Bart had to get kicked by the boot. Remember that one?
Oh,
had to get everyone in town had to line up and give him a kicking.
Don't bring up The Simpsons because Belle hasn't seen it and she gets sad about it.
What?
So yeah, she told me about this. She's traumatized by it.
You haven't seen The Simpsons?
She used to go to school
joking?
And feel like she was left out.
Producer Belle.
No, I could watch half an episode on a Wednesday evening.
That's insane. That is insane. That is a peculiar punishment.
You haven't lived.
133353. Have you got a peculiar punishment or were you not allowed to watch The Simpsons?
Yeah, that too. But I want to hear from parents, like old school parents who pulled out just some wacko punishments. They were punished as children back in the day.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the 80s.
Oh.
Maybe you were made to listen to Hall & Oates on repeat. I don't know.
That new song sucks, by the way.
I love the new song. No. Philly Forget Me Nuts.
133353. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. What a week it's been. I Need a Lover, John Mellencam, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Hope you're having a good Thursday night. Ollie's secret caller coming up, and then we've got top names list. Good things on the board.
The secret caller, Tom, is what have you learned to love? Because today's show is actually called this. Who let the
dogs out? Oh, that's the montage. No, you probably want that one. Pug Show.
Now, that bark is very dog-like. The pug's bark is more of a... bit of a snort, which you'll find out, Tom. You'll get acquainted with when the pug arrives in the next 5 to 10 minutes.
I'm not taking it for the weekend.
Thanks to Buna, who's we got in contact with Buna through a work friend, and she's lending you a dog, a pug. It's going to be a learning curve for you.
Yeah.
But right now, peculiar punishments, Tom. 1-3-5-3. Peculiar punishments. I do like this story. You've brought us this guy who's been...
Don't try and give me a win.
Dumping asbestos. You've done well here with this story.
Oh, shut up.
But he's a serial asbestos dumper, rather. Not just a normal one. No. A serial one. Yeah. But get this. He's in jail. He's going to be in jail until 2020. So at least 2 years.
Yeah.
Imagine just, you know, what are you in here for? Dumping asbestos? Not much cred in prison for that, is there?
No.
It's a bit like, oh, is that it?
Really? Yeah. Okay.
Couldn't you just, you know, bury it like everyone else?
Well, you're definitely going to be my bitch. You know what I mean? Like, would you instant bitch status.
Yeah, but would you be wanting to get with an asbestos dumper? They could have asbestos in them. They could be infected.
I wasn't talking about.
Oh, but when you say be my bitch.
Just like, you know.
Like you mean soap in the shower kind of thing.
No, jeez.
Oh, what were you meaning?
What are you talking about,
you mean
about,
just doing chores in prison.
Just doing chores. You'd have to do the dishes.
That's not a thing. You have a chores, bitch.
Ollie, the unique punishment about this is the fact that he has to publish advertisements about his crimes in newspapers to deter other would-be offenders. Ben, have you had a peculiar punishment on 1-3-3-5-3?
Yeah, g'day guys. How you going? When I was growing up with my sister, whenever we had a bit of a tiff, from the age of about, you know, 10 to 15, Mum would bring out a bar of soap for each of us, and we had to stand in the corner of the room and literally wash our mouth out with a bar of soap.
Oh, that actually happened. And was it just the worst, or how was it?
Oh, it was pretty bad. And if you dared spit out the bar of soap, you'd be getting chased around the room with a wooden spoon. Oh. Getting a slap on the bum with a spoon.
So pretty effective then. Would you stop swearing pretty fast?
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah. 100%.
Yeah, that's the thing. You do. They do deter you, don't they?
Teagsy on our Instagram has found the photo where I've asked this similar question. She said, "I got banned from watching The Simpsons for 2 years because I said bugger."
Oh, not bugger. I mean, bugger's okay.
You just said bitch on the radio, Tom. So you're in trouble as well, I reckon.
Aiden, have you got a peculiar punishment?
Yeah, how you going, guys? When I was growing up, my report came in and it was a little bit average, so my dad took a power drill to the electrical socket on the Nintendo, so I couldn't plug it into the wall, and then he put a lock over it, so it wouldn't actually plug into the wall.
Oh, that's a
shame.
So
did he break it, like fundamentally wreck it?
No. It sort of just, he drilled a small hole and put a real small padlock through it, like a real thin one.
Brilliant.
So that I just couldn't plug it into the wall.
That's actually brilliant.
Tell me you cried, yeah. Aiden, watching this happen.
I was. I was about 6 or 7 at the time, and I probably cried. I just wanted to ask, why don't you like pugs either? They're kind of cute.
No, they're not. They're disgusting. They're disgusting.
Well, you're going to learn, Tom, when you meet one in 5 minutes' time.
They sound like this. I mean, that's a pig
sound
effect.
That's you after a few drinks on a Friday, getting thirsty, isn't it? That's your thirsty piggy noise.
Thirsty piggy.
Well, there's a similar noise coming to you very soon. Darren on 1-3-3-5-3, peculiar punishments.
Well, I was about 8 or 9, and my mum was cutting up carrots, and I pinched one off of the chopping board. She said, if you do that again, I'll chop your fingers.
No.
So I went and grabbed another one, and she chopped across the back of my fingers. And I've got about 4 or 5 scars, and I'm 50 now.
That's not so, okay.
And
not fair. Fair is fair.
Pugs are like a... like a corgi, except they've run into a parked truck.
That's
so
it.
So they're ugly.
Yeah, they've hit the back of a truck. But Darren, your mum, I mean, be honest, is she a bit of a loose unit or what?
No, she was a really good mum.
She's very level-headed.
She's a lovely mother. In every other case, she made great food, very caring, but one time she did knife my fingers off.
Oh, God. Caitlin, you weren't allowed to watch The Simpsons as a young tucker.
No, I wasn't.
What's with that?
My brother thought it would be a great idea if he wagged primary school, being all of 9 or whatever, and got busted, literally running out of the school, got busted. And my mum thought he was heavily influenced by Bart Simpson. So, banned straight away.
And you as well?
Yeah, yep. Oh, okay. Not in the house at all. Even at Grand's, couldn't watch it at Grand's.
Just one of those shows that has such a bad influence. You know?
Oh, mate, media influence is real. I mean, there's so many DJs now that are trying to be would-be DJs because you're on the radio, Ollie.
No, it's true. I'm an inspiration to young kids across the nation if they want a DJ.
And there's also young people that can make 60% of sentences sound good.
Someone like you. And someone who's going to prove how loving a pug, Tom, is one of the greatest gifts you can give to a poor squash face animal.
Pug Show. Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Two best mates.
I'm sick of you.
Oh, yeah?
And 3 hours of questions. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Oh, mate. We're going to start something massive next week, aren't we, Ollie?
Yeah, we're doing a whole series about pugs, Tom. You're going to take on a school of pugs.
Oh, God.
No, the pug is
pug
on.
Show.
The pug, pug's on the way for Tom to learn his lesson. But no, yeah, you're right, Tom. In all seriousness, we are going to be exploring in conjunction with Pride Week.
It's not Pride Week. It's Pride Match next weekend on the AFL, Ollie.
Pride Rock. Is that right?
No.
Pride Match as part of the AFL next week. We are going to be, I guess, teaming up with those guys and exploring an issue that we think is an important one to ask. And the question really is, and we have questions on this show, is why are there no out gay AFL players?
Past or present?
Past or present. And you can extend that to the NRL as well.
Well, there is a previous player, Ian Roberts.
But why in amongst 800 to 1,000 professional players of AFL and probably similar in NRL, why are there no guys who are out about the sexuality as a homosexual? It's a question we think is worth asking, Tom.
If you have any thoughts on this, 133353, we'd love to get you involved in it. Also, if you know of any gay players in grassroots clubs or if you're a gay player of AFL, we'd love to hear from you, 133353.
This is all going to unfold next week and we have a number of conversations or interviews, you could say, lined up to delve deep, Tom. So that's it. It's a call out for next week.
If you'd like to get involved, 133353. This is Paul Kelly, Firewood and Candles. Ollie, up next, I need
pugs,
to tell
pugs,
you.
Pugs. The pugs.
Oh, no.
Producer Bell, the pugs on the way? Yes,
oh,
they are.
Jesus
Bring
Christ.
In the pug.
You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Throw your arms around me, hunters and collectors. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Before that, Firewood and Candles, Paul Kelly. Oh, God.
It's getting noisy in the studio, Tom,
what
for
is
one
that
reason.
Sound?
And this will explain it right here, this
oh,
sound
God.
Here.
Pug Show.
No.
So, Tom, what happened is that you on Tuesday offended a number of people when you shite canned.
What is that sound?
You savaged. Can you get a microphone on the pug? You savaged pugs. God. And so what we've got here, we've managed to...
so noisy. What is this dog?
Well, Buna, who is a friend of the workplace, has been so kind as to bring you a pug. So, Buna, why don't you introduce Tom to the pug, Biggie, and you've got a leash to go on Tom's wrist.
I hate this. It's so noisy.
It sounds like a lawnmower. So, Tom,
It's the fattest, ugliest dog I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, come on. So Buna's giving you the leash there, and we're going to get Buna to talk you through what's required for you to look after a pug for the weekend.
Buna, you have to get on the mic. Mic 5, please. What is this?
That's your new pug. Tell us, Buna, about Biggie, and what's required for Tom?
So he let him out first thing in the morning.
No. First of all, I won't be. Actually, I will let it out in the morning. I'll let it out of the front door and never hold on to it. How about that?
They're not that bad. They're cute.
No, they're not.
So he's very noisy, isn't he, Buna? What? He's a pug, but he's got a bit of something else in him.
French bulldog.
French bulldog? The other ugliest dog in the world? Oh, my God.
And so, as you were saying, in the morning, let him out. If Tom's going to have him for the weekend, what's required for tomorrow for food?
I'm not having him for the weekend.
So he normally has biscuits. Dry biscuits,
you can
feed him twice a day because he's a bit overweight. Yeah. But like just
small amount. He's really pulling
on me. Because he's overweight, we feed him more.
No,
or feed him less.
A small amount, but more. Twice a day, two times.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can really control him by just pulling his neck, can't you?
Yeah, then he can't breathe. So be careful. But I know what you're thinking.
Oh,
no.
It's got slobber coming out of its eye.
Well, here's some tissues, Tom. So, as you can see, is he a full-time job winner or is he pretty easy to look after?
No, he's easy. He's good. He's lazy, so most of the time he'll want to sleep. So,
do you find that people give a bad reaction to pugs? Because Tom really had a go at them, and a lot of people on Facebook were agreeing that they are a bit ugly.
I hate this dog.
Does that hurt you as a pug owner?
Nah.
Don't care?
Because he's cute.
You think he's cute?
And he's easy. Pugs are easy.
How about the noise? It's pretty incessant.
Oh, gross. I think if I tell him to shush enough, he'll stop.
Okay. Yeah. Well, there you go, Tom. Why don't you try that?
Shush.
Or if you say Biggie.
Biggie shush. Biggie, shush.
Come on,
shush,
Tom.
Biggie.
Come on, try again.
Biggie, shush. Shut up. Biggie, shut it.
He ate his own mouth just then.
All right. That's good. Take this away.
No, we'll, Tom. That's a good segment. That's on your wrist for the rest of the night.
No, it's
and
not.
And tomorrow you will learn how to look after him during the day.
I'm not doing this for the weekend.
You absolutely are.
No, I'm not. I've got so much to do.
Belle, our producer, is the leash attached to Tom's wrist?
Oh, yes. God.
Yeah, it is. All right. Great, Tom. Well, let's get you acquainted with the food. We've got a bed here for you to put him to bed soon.
When's
his bedtime, Buna?
Probably about like 9:30.
9:30, Tom. So about not after 9, we'll put him to bed. Hopefully the grunting will stop.
Oh, my God.
Is that just breathing?
He snores.
He snores. Great. Well, my housemates will love that.
And your boyfriend Seth snores. So, I mean, it's just two snorers and you.
And he farts
a lot, just like Tom.
This is awesome. He's already tangled himself up around my legs. All right. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. I can't even move my hands to do the desk.
More pugs up next.
No.
Tom, why are you breathing so heavily?
It's not me.
Is it because you've got a pug now and now you're getting a bit nervous?
It's Alone With You, the Sunny Boys. Started playing Alive by Pearl Jam, but I'm not feeling very alive, so I just skip that song. We'll play the next.
So I can't hear you. Tom, you are now the proud new owner of a pug named Biggie.
How am I going to panel?
He's part pug and part French bulldog, was it?
You were Tom and Ollie on Triple M, by the way.
Now, Tom, this is all because you were mean. You said you could never love a pug. You said they were disgusting.
Can you hear that?
Mate, I can hear it. It's great.
God.
It's the sound of, it's a sound of companionship for you, Tom. I think you should be grateful. This is Belle and I, our producer, decided that you needed to learn. Come on, Biggie, calm down for a second. Let me explain.
Shush.
Control your dog. Belle and I decided that you needed to learn your lesson and to learn to appreciate pugs whilst they are ugly.
Good boy.
Or pugly, as it's been suggested on Facebook.
Yep.
By the way, you can check out all the social medias, Facebook, Instagram, Tom and Ollie, plenty of that.
I'm not taking this dog for the weekend.
So, the question I want to... You are.
No, I'm not. Mate, but I'm not.
No, because we've planned this with Buna, who brought the dog in.
Yeah, I'm not.
She's agreed to part with it, so you can look after
it. I'll do it for the next hour or two, and then, Buna, you can have it back.
So, look, here's my question, Tom, and
all the kids are here. They're going to miss their dog.
I know. They're gutted, but it's about you learning, and they agree that it's worth it. So just Biggie, just bit of quiet, Boogie, Biggie. 1-3-5-3, my question is this, and it's on Facebook as well. What have you learned to love?
I haven't learned to love this yet.
No, you will though. What have you learned to love? Because people can grow to love things. I mean, all the time. I mean, there's stuff that I've made my girlfriend learn to love, be it me DJing incessantly, be it camping. So noisy. 1-3-3-5-3. I want to know what you've learned to love. I'm guessing there's going to be a lot of partner stuff. Come on. You know, a lot of my husband loves this and I've just had to learn to love it and now I'm into it too. I mean, Tom, you've learned to love a Trump supporter. I mean, that's the most greatest thing you could ever do. I don't know how you did it.
I haven't learned to love a dog though, have I?
Not yet. 1-3-3-5-3. Join us and join Biggie on the Pug Show and answer that question. What have you learned to love?
And if you're annoyed with the pug like I am, get around me. 1-3-3-5-3.
Can you clean that slobber up? It's a bit gross.
I'm not touching it.
Here's some tissues.
I'm not touching the dog.
You are?
No, I'm not.
You have to for the next weekend.
You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. This is insane.
You're with Tom and Ollie, and there is a slobbery, overweight animal in the studio, and I don't mean Tom.
Oh, you're on Triple M. Pug Show.
Yeah, I'm talking about the brand new pug that you've acquired for the weekend, Tom.
I'm not taking for the weekend.
That's him laughing.
Why would anyone get a dog
that does this.
I know, I know. And you know what is the next question to ask is why would anyone, and it's a serious question, is breed an animal
yeah.
to breathe like this? Because it's, I'm having a bit of fun here making you look after the pug, but the reality is that there are people on Facebook going, guys, like that dog is inbred or bred in a bad way, and it's true. And so that breathing you're hearing is because he's we've made that happen. We've caused that.
I mean,
is the sad truth.
I'm frustrated by this, and it's in my care. I would be switching off the radio.
Well, I mean,
this amount of noise.
It's so nice that on Instagram we've already captured at Tom and Ollie some videos of you giving water to your new doggy Biggie.
Yeah.
And which is lovely, and some schmackos soon.
Biggie, shush.
Yeah, it's very noisy, Tom.
Biggie, shush.
Get him to be quiet.
Biggie, be quiet.
Okay, whilst you calm him down.
Shush.
133353, the question we're asking is, what have you learned to love?
Shush. Biggie, shush. Shush.
What is he doing there?
Oh, God.
What have you learned to love on 133353? Let's hear from Kat. Sorry. Let's hear from Michelle about a cat. Kat is a lady's name, though. Michelle, your name's Michelle, yeah?
Yes.
And your name's not Kat, but you have a cat.
I do. I have
Hang
always...
on, Michelle, say hello to Biggie.
Yeah. Hi, Biggie.
Is that noise just incessant in your car, Michelle, or wherever you are?
It is. Yeah. It is.
It's amazing, isn't it?
All right, tell us about your thing you love.
So I have always hated cats, always swore I'd never get a cat. Mm-hmm. I've always been a dog person. My boyfriend is a cat person and we were unable to get a dog. We got a kitten about a month ago and I have absolutely fallen in love.
Sorry, I think Biggie's got fleas or something. I did just sneeze. I'm sorry, Michelle. It's Biggie. So you hated cats and now you love them.
I do. Well, this one.
What turned you around?
Oh, he's, I don't know. I've just always assumed cats are really annoying.
Yeah, well.
And he's not too bad.
Are they as flea-ridden as dogs are? Because I'm getting the sniffles here.
Why would fleas give you sniffles?
Oh, the dogs are dusty, aren't they, Michelle, sometimes?
They are, but he's an inside cat,
yeah.
Shouldn't have to deal with that.
Well, Michelle, thank you for the call. Look, absolutely flooded with calls on this one. What did you learn to love? I would have thought there'd be some nice stories of, you know, couples learning to love the things that their partners like golf. My girlfriend's father, Tony, is an avid golfer. And Sally, God bless her, in her twilight years, she's now retired, she started to learn golf at 60 just because he loves it. Oh, is Biggie dead? Mate, wake him
Tom
up.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Oh, thank God. Biggie, the pug, has gone out of the studio. Our producer, Belle, is shaking her head. What's wrong, producer Belle? Do you want to jump on your mic? What's going on out there? What's Biggie done?
I was trying to loop his leash around the table, and then he sneezed on me and then shook all his hair and slobber on me. Biggie.
So are you with me now as well that you don't like pugs?
I've never liked dogs.
Look, on Facebook.
Maybe Belle. Maybe producer Belle could take him for the weekend.
Oh, yeah, really? Yeah. No, well, Tom, the idea is that you learn about your mean comments.
No.
But on Facebook, people are getting involved, Tom, at Tom and Ollie. David said, I can totally see your point with those dogs, Tom.
Yeah, they're disgusting.
Troy said, nobody can learn to love that pugly dog. The poor owners who brought this dog in, and we're just savaging him on air.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Andrew made the good point, could have picked a dog that isn't bred to have debilitating health issues. Mm. Oh, it's serious, God. But true. Jason says, Tom looks like a pug himself.
What?
Jason said, Tom looks like a pug himself.
Okay.
Tom, up next, the list of the most popular names of 2017 for children, for babies, has been released.
Oh, this sounds like radio.
And I know. Getting back to some traditional Heartland radio here with popular baby names. But you'll never guess who's once again on top of the list, my friend.
Oh, it'll be Tom, for sure.
Definitely not.
Oh, what?
You appear in the list somewhere.
Of course, it's radio.
Anyway, up next.
You're Tom and Ollie, Triple M. What you need in excess, Triple M's Tom and Ollie for your Thursday night.
Pug Show.
Thank God Biggie the Pug is outside and we don't have to listen to that slobbering
If you call up, you'll hear it. That's the best thing, though. So, 133353. If you've got a cool name, if everyone says to you you've got a cool name, then you can get involved and call up and hear Biggie in the background. But I asked that because the most popular baby names of 2017 in Australia were released, Tom. And once again, the same name has topped the list for the last 6 years. Can you guess what it is?
Ben.
No. Is it your guess?
Michael.
Come on. There's a reason I have an arrogant tone to my voice.
Ashley.
Oliver is the answer. Is the answer.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's right. So when my brother...
Hang on. Is this radio? Oh, yeah, it is, because every single show would have done top names of the year.
I didn't want to go here, but you're forcing me. We'll go to your content.
Mate, I've got a great sketch coming up.
You don't have any content.
I've got a sketch coming up.
Do you?
Yep.
Well, that's classic radio, isn't
it? Peculiar Punishments, that was mine.
You've got a sketch, do you?
Let's not go through whose content is who.
Okay, well, let's not shite-can my content then, shall we? Just because you're annoyed that your name, Thomas, is number 5, but Oliver has been the top name for the last 6 years, which I'm a bit...
So what are the stats on this?
As what do you in mean, the what most, are the stats
the
on
most
this?
Amount of names?
Yes,
being
because
given?
There's a register, you idiot, isn't there? There's a births and deaths.
I was wanting to know what the stats were. Chill, bro.
There were 2,063 boys named Oliver and 1,687 girls named Charlotte. So Oliver and Charlotte top of the list. The top 5 is rounded out with Oliver, William, Jack, Noah, and Thomas. You sneak in.
Danelle has tweeted us at Tom and Ollie. My nickname at work is Mama D.
Mama D.
Mama D.
I wonder why. Doesn't mind. Anyway. Girls, Charlotte, Olivia, Ava, Amelia, Mia. All names ending in A with girls.
Wow.
Okay, mate. Everyone's got a name, so everyone can relate. But here's the funny thing that I find interesting is that in the top 100 list of names, right,
yeah,
a bunch of names have left, such as Nathan. These names are no longer popular. Mm. Nathan, Christian, John, Lewis, Marcus. But in the top 100, you do find names like Jude, Bodie, Leon. You would think they're not as popular as Lewis.
This is similar to the types of lists I see on my Facebook feed saying these people are gonna get the D this weekend. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's as exciting as that.
No, it's
it
is
just
exciting.
A list just of names.
It's just because you're annoyed that you're not in the top 4 like me. You're not number 1.
Yeah, but I'm in the top 5.
Yeah, no one cares about the top 5. It's top 4.
Mate,
top 4 friends on MySpace? No one has a top 5.
No, but they do have a top 8 on MySpace, don't they?
Anyway, Tom, the reason why you wanted to bring this up in the meeting we had, where we did plan the show, when you were into it...
Oh my God.
Now you remember why...
This is good.
...you're engaged. Because Belle, our producer, said you wanted to have 2 boys when you grow up and be a big Mama D, who loves children. You wanted to name your kids...
Yes, if I have 2 boys, they're going to be Oliver and James.
That's weird, man.
Well, thank you, Belle. 1, because my name is Oliver. But
not, it's not after you.
2, my middle name's James. My name is Oliver James.
Can you believe that, Producer Belle? You're a sicko.
That's
You're
really,
obsessed.
That's really why you want to talk about on the show.
Admit it. You love me.
No. Wanted to call my kids that forever.
Yeah, and I was born before you. So
it's not after you. Don't flatter yourself.
Well, I am flattering myself. And Belle doesn't appear in this list, so that's a shame. Oh, no, it's 258. There you go. Anyway, Tom, I'm sorry to bore you, Tom. I'm sorry to bore everyone.
No, you're
Bring
right.
the pug back in.
No.
Bring the pug back
no,
in.
No, the pug's fine.
Yeah,
out
Belle,
there.
Brick. Tom's getting out lippy again.
No, the pug's
the
fine.
The punishment is being resumed. Bring the pug back in.
No, I'm not taking it for the weekend.
Attach
Ollie.
The leash, Belle. Bring it in now. Seriously, bring it in.
Up next, Ollie.
You can say something for once. Come on.
We'll play a game, I reckon.
Yeah. Say it. How Triple M are you?
Tom and Ollie. Triple M. Friday, I'm in love. The Cure. Triple M's Tom and Ollie for your Thursday night. Oh, God. Is that... He's back in here, isn't he? He's back in. Pug Show.
Mate, he's on your wrist, isn't he?
Yeah.
That's where he belongs.
No,
it's That's
not.
The whole point, is that you're being taught to learn to love pigs. Pigs. Pugs. Their name
you
is...
You said it, mate.
Their name is very close to pig, and it is really accurate, isn't
okay,
it?
Okay, this is him, and this is the sound effect I have to simulate him. And you were saying that sounded nothing like a pug?
Mate, it's disgusting. On Facebook, someone said, it sounds like a motorbike, a dirt bike. And it really does.
It sounds like a motorbike not starting up, which is one of the most annoying sounds you'll ever hear.
Yeah, out of oil. But who's not out of oil is you, Tom, when it comes to musical knowledge. The game is called How Triple M Are You? And on 13353, as Tom gets to love his pug, call now. You might hear Biggie in the background. And verse Tom in a musical challenge. It's 5 songs.
Can I put this to you?
Musical pack.
Can I put this to you, Ollie?
If I win, how Triple M are you?
You're not getting out of keeping the pug for a weekend.
Come on, let me do it. If I win, how Triple M are you? Then I get to give this dog back tonight.
Mate, you need to learn. How about we make let's meet in the middle. If you win, how Triple M are you? If you beat our listener at the musical challenge, you can return the pug tomorrow. So you do one night with him and you return it tomorrow. Is that a deal?
I want to return it tonight.
You're not returning tonight. You are going to keep him tomorrow and spend a day with him tomorrow.
Oh, no, I'm not.
If you win, though, no, you're saving your weekend here. You've done well.
Okay, all right, sure.
We've got a deal. Please, 13353, get on the phone and beat Tom at How Triple M Are You so he has to look after a pug for the entire weekend.
No. I will win this game.
I'm looking at the songs here, Tom.
There is no mega fan
there's
here.
There's a couple of songs that might press you.
Oh, God.
Anyway, if you know your stuff, if you know your tunes, 13353, get involved.
You'll be Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Oh, God, it's following me. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. School's out, Alice Cooper. Oh, geez. Tonight is, of course,
Pug Show.
We've got the pug in here.
Good on you, Biggie. Are you learning to love pugs, Tom?
No, I'm definitely not. So it keeps following me and it makes noises. Good, lie down.
Is it not working, this experiment?
No.
Okay, well, you're going to have it for the weekend, unless, of course, you can win this game here.
Tom and Ollie's How Triple M Are You?
You know how it works. I present five songs, we play them out, and you buzz in as fast as you can, Tom. And today, you're versing Shane. Good evening, Shane.
Good, Ollie. How you going, mate?
Yeah, I'm good, man. You a fan of pugs yourself?
I actually have a pug.
Oh, disgusting, Shane.
Everyone's got one.
What a disgusting human being you are. They're inbred. They shouldn't be alive.
Shouldn't be alive. That's good, Shane. Just laugh it off. All you can do is laugh it off. How are the music we play on Triple M?
Pretty good, I think.
Yeah. All right. Good stuff. So the stakes are pretty high this time. Normally, Tom's job's on the line, and that is kind of a high stake. But now his weekend is on the line. It could be ruined by a pug that is snorting and breathing heavily.
Yeah.
And if you win, Tom, though, you escape with a measly one day with the pug tomorrow.
I can't believe I still have to go home with it.
I know. You haven't got to go home with it, isn't it? Yeah. Just go home with it. You haven't got
to. Listen to this. Oh, nah, that's not okay.
Should we get a microphone on little Biggie and he can play as well? All right, guys, here we go. Song number one in How Triple M Are You?
Names are buzzers.
Names are your buzzers.
I'll score.
Prize packs up for grabs for you, Shane, and Tom's prize is his weekend.
Great. Tom! Down, bam, bam. It's Midnight Oil.
Oh, yeah?
Damn it. Oh, I know what it is now.
Shane?
REM, Orange Crush.
Yeah, it's Orange Crush, REM. God damn it.
There you go, Shane. Two for you. That was 1 point, but well done. Oh, Biggie. Very noisy. All right. Song number two.
Oh, Shane. Tom. Ah, damn it.
Shane's in again.
Divinals. What is it? I Must Have Been Desperate.
It's Divinals. It I Touched Divinals. Myself.
And it's not that, it's Divinals' Boys in Town.
Boys in Town is what I was going to say.
Boys in Town indeed. And that's Boys in Town on the weekend, Tom. And one of them's got a pug right now because Shane is up 1-0 zilch.
Tom. Come on, Tom.
All right, here we go. Song, self-talk.
Yeah.
Song number three, boys.
Oh. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, oh, come on, boys.
You said they were.
That's enough of that.
Is it Joy Division?
No. Shane, not across that one?
No, I thought it was David Bowie, but I don't think it is.
It could be what?
Boys, it's The Cure. Boys Don't Cry.
Oh, it's Boys Don't Cry, The Cure, of course.
Bit of a boys theme going on here. Boys in Town, Boys Don't Cry, Boys Have Got Pugs. Song number four.
Not a song.
God, it's getting tense here. Tom, you're still on zero. Shane's on one. You need to get this to stay in the game with a chance.
Come on, Tom.
To keep your weekend.
Shut up, Shane, your pug lover. Tom!
Oh. Okay.
I don't know what. It's the new one from Muse.
I think you've misheard
this
game.
It's the new one from Muse.
This is not you.
Give it to me.
Karaoke.
Just shut up.
Yeah, okay.
It's the new one from Muse.
Yep.
And it's core. It's one word. It's not Oblivion. It's...
What does Biggie think?
Far out.
Biggie, what do you reckon it is, mate? Is that...
We played it.
You think it's Muse as well? Yeah, you're right. 5, 4, and Shane, you can jump in if you want. 5.
I didn't really hear it.
Oh, you didn't really hear it. Yeah, it's pretty fast. I'll give you the start of it again.
I know it. It's Thought Contagion.
Did you just search? Did you just cheat?
No, of course I didn't.
Did you search
it's
it up?
Thought Contagion by Muse.
Are you telling me you crossed your heart and hoped that I didn't
cross
cheat?
Crossed my heart, hoped that I definitely didn't cheat.
Can take him over for it there, Tom. I'm really doubtful that you didn't cheat then.
It's 1-1, but even if I did cheat, what a great tiebreak we've got ourselves. Yeah.
I'm sure Shane's really appreciating the tension. All right.
Come on, he'll get the prize back no matter what. I've got a dog for the weekend if I have this.
Song number 5.
The tiebreaker. This is for the win. Build it up a bit, Ollie. Tom, yes, it's Lade James, and I don't need to have the dog for the week.
Yes! No.
Give Shane a prize back because he has to have a pug in his life, so he needs something to cheer him up.
Shane, you've lost the game and you still have a pug. How sad is that?
Can't go wrong.
Can't go, mate. You're the happy Larry. You've got a pug at home. Anyway, yes. As does Tom. So
no, I don't.
For at least till tomorrow, Tom. Well done,
God.
Shane. Well played. And Tom, you escape with your weekend intact.
Thank God. Up next, by the way, Roseanne has spoken out about that crazy tweet, and I've got some surprise audio from you, Ollie. Ooh, could be another sting. Ooh.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Sometimes an answer leads to even more questions.
I got bitten by a redback on my private part.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Ollie, how about all this Roseanne stuff? I mean, she had a TV show 21 years ago. It came back, you know, it was smashing itself in the ratings. It's crazy.
I mean, it's so insane, Tom.
But today, she's come out because she did a tweet. The show's been cancelled. She's come out today saying that she did the tweet because she was on sleeping pills.
That's an excuse, isn't it?
It sounds
well,
like
won't
it.
Get your show back, mate. What's done is done. Your show's been cancelled.
Ollie, it just reminded me of that time that you took sleeping pills on this very show.
Yeah, I did. I took 2 Restivits, but I haven't done anything offensive. I haven't ruined anyone's career or got a show cancelled yet.
Well, you haven't done anything offensive on air.
No.
But what you don't know is I was recording in the studio.
Oh, no, you weren't.
That whole time. Up next.
Oh, my God.
The unreleased audio.
You're kidding me.
The unedited raw musings.
You can't do this to me.
Of Ollie on sleeping tablets.
You absolutely can't do this to me.
What has he said? It will shock you. That's up next. This is new. Gang of Youths, The Heart is a Muscle. ARIA Award winning. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. The ARIA Award winning Gang of Youths, The Heart is a Muscle. You with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Those guys coming back for their Say Yes to Life tour. Touring around the country in Melbourne, 6th and 7th of November at the Forum and in Adelaide at the Barton Theatre, Saturday the 17th of November. Oh, jealous. A Saturday gig. Jeez. Yeah. All pre-sale has gone out as well, which I'm... annoyed about, but
keep it in your
general
pants,
on sale will start 9 a.m. tomorrow.
Keep it in your pants, buddy. But by the way, head to Facebook, Tom and Ollie, or Instagram, and see all the pug action, all Tom's pug action. Ugh. He's been getting a lot of pug action recently, and there's a Facebook live video. Some of the comments is a nice portrait as well of you with the dog and my pug socks.
I hate it.
But Dryden said, "I'm calling RSPCA. This is animal cruelty, giving him the pug to look after."
Good,
because you're.
I agree.
He's saying you're an animal. He's saying it's too cruel. It's too
good.
Cruel to you.
Very, very good.
Sonia said there is a reason their tails are up like that. It's so you can turn them into a slipper. Speaking of animal cruelty. Maddie D has screenshotted a photo of the video that just says the face of workplace harassment. And it's the pug turning around as I reach to pat him. He's going, "What are you looking at? What are you doing?"
I hate this pug. I hate it so much.
Does that dog ever shut up? All I heard was it breathing on my entire drive home.
Yeah, look, the breathing did put a stop to a lot of people's nights. Andrew just said, "Stop putting the pug breathing on."
John said, "Sounds like Tom on a 6-hour session." That's pretty
funny. Weird. I don't know what you're talking about.
Session of what? Heavy breathing?
Just eating.
Heavy petting you, because...
Ollie, this Roseanne stuff's getting out of hand. Roseanne Barr has tweeted a racist tweet, then her show's been cancelled. You'd know Roseanne. It was a show 21 years ago. It's having a reboot. It's been a ratings winner, but it's just been cancelled, which is insane, over her racist tweets about an Obama staffer. Now, she's come out today saying this. Guys, I did something unforgivable, so do not defend me.
Hey, do the voice.
How does Roseanne sound?
I can't know. She's like, great, I'm like,
guys, I need something unforgivable. That's very Australian. So do not defend me. It was 2 a.m. and I was Ambien tweeting. That's right. She was blaming sleeping tablets, Ollie.
Is that a word? I was Ambien tweeting.
I think she made that up. But you took sleeping pills on this very show, didn't you?
I did.
It's a sleeping pill
show. I can relate to Roseanne in the sense that it does send you into a funny space. If she's telling the truth, you know, you have those pills and your mind does turn to mush.
Well, Ollie, I don't know if you knew this, but I was recording the whole time you're on sleeping pills. Like the whole time. Usually the mics turn off during the songs. We'll have a gag.
Yeah, we'll have a laugh.
You know.
We'll have a fight. We'll punch on.
Maybe sometimes it's not for on air.
Yeah.
Well.
Hang on. So you've recorded me.
Yeah, mate. The things that you were saying when you were on sleeping pills.
I'd had a rest of it or two.
It's insane. Take a listen.
Oh, no.
I'm actually not that good at the gym, Tom. Well, I know that you lift more. I just don't have any muscles. And the 57-kilogram deadlift is actually all I can lift. Yeah, also, I'm wearing the stupid old man hat to distract people from my shitty haircut. Jeez, I found Kerri-Anne Kennelly attractive. And yes, I definitely should have got an Apple Watch and not a Garmin watch. It's got better stats. Oons, oons, oons. Look at me, I'm a DJ. I'm a DJ. I'm so glad that Mum gave me a butt plug.
That is some of your best work yet, Tom. Some of your best work
yet.
I don't know
what you're talking about.
You stitched me up real good.
It was all you.
Everyone thinks I said that now.
Well, they definitely do because my voice is perfect. I'm Ollie. I'm a dickhead. Up next, we'll ask what's the best story ever.
I had sleeping pills. How dare you?
Yeah.
Take advantage of me.
Mate, I can't believe you said
I had
said
a risk
that.
Assessment done for that to avoid that kind of thing happening.
I can't believe you said that. Kerri-Anne Kennelly as well. Wow.
She is hot though. I have had a good look.
Walls, flowers, Dominally, Triple M. Good riddance. That's what I'll be saying to the dog. Time of your life. Green Day, Triple M's Tom and Ollie.
Time of your life, you'll be saying.
No, I will not be. Before that, Walls, flowers. Trump supporters, those guys. After 9 o'clock, why do you want to ask, do you have sex with your pet in the room, Ollie?
Because I know that you'll be doing that tonight.
No. No, my boyfriend will not be coming around tonight.
Bringing that feisty piggy around to your house? I don't mean your boyfriend, I mean the dog.
My boyfriend said,
snot.
Are you actually keeping that thing for 24 hours? I said, definitely not. There's no way. He said, I definitely think you should. Think of all the things it could teach you.
What does Seth mean by
I said, that? I hate it. He said, this is awesome. P.S. I'm not a pug person either.
You can have a good night. Tell Seth to bring a tarp over.
No.
Because
he normally brings a tarp.
He does. Okay, good. All that PP.
Oh.
That's an acronym.
Yeah. For what?
Yeah.
Good.
Good gear.
Yeah, nice. Thanks, mate. Here's what I...
That was my joke.
Here's what I want to do now. Best story ever. Always add a sound effect if you think the content's sharp. Best story ever.
This idea's been around for a while, actually.
Don't need to say that.
I like it.
How about this, Ollie? 133353. What's the best story ever? I'm talking book, TV, film.
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter?
No doubt, mate.
Really?
Without a doubt. It is the greatest story. You know, you wouldn't know this because you're probably just an imbecile, but, you know, that book got students from primary schools across the world who never read books to read books.
Oh, it was incredible. Mate, I grew up with it. I've read.
No, you think you love Harry Potter? I love Harry Potter.
Mate, you think you love Harry Potter? I love beer more than you love beer, and I love Harry Potter more than you love Harry Potter.
Mate, I'm a beer fiend. I drink beer and read Harry Potter.
133353, what's the best story ever? The reason why I want to ask this is because we're doing a little podcast, aren't we, Ollie?
Oh, yeah, true.
Writing a little podcast?
Yeah, trying to. It's hard work with you, Tom Petty. You know, you come along to the meetings.
But in there, I thought it'd be good to have some inspiration on just best stories. So then we can do what, you know, a lot of filmmakers, a lot of TV shows do, and just borrow some storytelling elements.
You're
from
looking
their
to crowdsource the podcast idea by asking what's the best story ever.
Why not? 133353. What's the best story ever?
I'm guessing if you asked, you know, Mick Malloy from The Drive Show, he'd say Richmond winning the flag. You know, the greatest story ever.
That's not a book, film, or TV.
Okay, but it is a story.
It is, I suppose it's a story, yeah.
It's a story of sporting.
Surely he'd say Tackle Happy, which is his documentary about puppetry of the penis.
Which you watched many times.
A lot, in depth.
You're an avid fan. You're a hardcore fan of that show.
A massive fan.
A massive fan. What is your concept of the best story ever? I've said Harry Potter. You can't take my answer.
All right, I won't say Harry Potter. I reckon The Hobbit. I think it's got all the good storytelling elements.
It does drag on a bit, The Hobbit.
Not the book. No,
oh,
the book's
yes,
short.
It does.
The films definitely do. Three films. Come off it. Money grab.
No, I love Lord of the Rings. That's also a great story.
Lord of the Rings is good, but Hobbit is better.
Yeah, okay. Just because the classicness of it. It's the simplicity.
Yeah,
it's the,
yeah,
it's a
really
one-pacer.
Simple. Yeah, it's got that classic three-act structure that you'd like to see in all narratives. 133353. What's the best story ever? Thank you to our producer, Belle, for yawning.
The best story ever is how we saved Belle from the streets by employing her in this job at the start of last year.
It's like Pretty Woman.
It was like Pretty Woman. It was a real miracle. She said, thanks for the jacket.
133353. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. The one I love, REM, Triple M's Tom and Ollie, the number one development show. We have questions on this show. We've asked for your best stories ever in books, film, and TV. And thank you so much for your calls. They were great.
Thank you for the calls.
They were really
we
good.
Loved your stories.
Yeah, they were really good.
Your answers make the show. Speaking of stories, so though, good. Tom, on Instagram, people are loving the stories of you with your new pug.
I hate the pug.
Let's get the pug in here, Belle. We'll get the pug in here. I don't know why you keep taking the pug out of the studio.
It's because it's noisy and people are telling me to turn it off.
People want you to spend time with the pug and to bond. That's the whole point.
No.
On our videos we've been posting, Mark said...
At Tom and Ollie on Instagram, Facebook or Twitter.
Mark said, such a little sweetie sweet. And you responded...
Nope.
Zoe
Belle doesn't want to bring it in here because it's asleep. And I agree, Belle. Leave it there.
Oh. He should be in his bed in here. He's got a bed in here with some schmackos. That's Tom's job. Belle, we agreed that this is about Tom learning, didn't we? We can't hear what you're saying, mate.
No, we can't hear what you're saying.
Zoe just said pug. That was her comment. Just pug.
Can I tell you about my school reunion, or are you going to go through this for the whole bit?
There's a lot of comments to get through.
Okay, yeah, go through comments.
No, come on. Tell us about your reunion.
Ollie, I'm going on my 10-year school reunion on Friday night.
Jeez, you're old.
I know, it's insane.
You're old, aren't you?
10-year school reunion, you're the same.
No.
Look, we have talked about this on the show before, and I am worried about two people.
Best story ever, Stephen King's Dark Tower book series.
Okay, well,
there
we go.
That was the message.
Yeah, that's fine.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.